very pleased to be joined by a guest who will talk with us about an event taking place next week, an activist event, a day of action that is going to be so musical and yet so political and so much fun. Because, you know, next weekend is Hunk Fest. It is the 9th annual Hunk Fest, a weekend celebration, which is now becoming like a four-day extravaganza of activist street bands, not just performing and having fun and being an opportunity to enjoy sound making, but also now even more overtly political than ever before. A new development this year, Hunk will be hosting a day of action on Friday, this coming, a week from today, October 10th, or 10-10. Part of a targeted weekend partnership between Hunk bands and local community organizations. And one of those community organizations is Mass Uniting, and I am joined now by Reggie Zimmerman, the Communications Director of Mass Uniting. Reggie, thank you so much for joining us on What's Left.
Great, Linda. Thanks for having me.
First of all, tell us, what is Mass Uniting?
So Mass Uniting is a coalition of labor, faith, and community organizations dedicated to economic justice issues. My past life, I was the press secretary for environmental affairs for the Patrick administration, so it kind of just sticks sometimes.
That was not a past life. That was only a little more than a year and a half ago, so you still remember that.
I still remember that.
But let's move forward.
Yes, of course.
Yes, always.
So, yes, Mass Uniting, of course, it, as I was saying, is a coalition of labor, faith, and community groups devoted to economic justice and better, stronger communities.
Mm-hmm. And the website is massuniting.org for people who want to find out more. One of the things that your organization has been working on as part of the Raise Up Mass Coalition is the Fight for 15, to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. That is not quite a living wage in Massachusetts, and especially in the Boston area. It's so expensive to live here. I believe that the living wage, as recently calculated by economists, is a little higher than 15, but it's a good, solid step in the right direction.
Definitely it is. And before we go on, you know that the Massachusetts legislature just raised the minimum wage to $11 from $8, which it's been stuck at since 2008, which is a great first step. And, you know, we applaud the moves by the legislature to help empower workers to have more, you know, economic stability.
Right.
And, you know, while it's a good start, we are talking about living wages. And $15 an hour would give working families a better economic step hold in this economy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's very hard even to live on 15, but to live on less than that in this economy is very, very difficult. So it's exciting. I think it's a very exciting time. It passed in the legislature here in Massachusetts, and actually the three biggest cities in the United States have all recently moved towards a higher wage.
Right. Most recently, New York, with Mayor de Blasio. I believe he passed it for $13.50. I don't know
the exact number.
Okay.
But it's going up.
Right.
And that's, well, of course, in New York, it's so expensive. But at least it's going up. And that's a great advantage. And in L.A., they just passed something. I think it is $15.
Right. Yeah. And that's following suit from Seattle, which earlier this year, you know, with SeaTac, raised the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just inspired workers all across the country to really reach for that, to reach for that wage.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, but I want Boston to be first. That's my Boston pride. I think we should be number one.
Believe me, we are leaders in pretty much everything: education, marriage equality. I mean, Massachusetts is a leader, and I mean, I will continue to be a leader.
You have been working for Governor Patrick. I hear that.
Thank you.
For better or for worse, we can talk about that another time.
Sure.
As he wraps up his 8 years here, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about hitting the streets.
Right.
the hunk bands are rising up for a day of action next Friday. Why do people want to be there?
It is going to be an exciting, exciting time. There's going to be activist bands from all over the country coming in support of workers and to combat corporate greed that is so rampant in our economy these days. And we're seeing such a divide between the haves and the have-nots. And it's just astounding. The top 1% has so much wealth. And in fact, it was something like the eight wealthiest people have more than like half of certain countries' populations. And it's insane. Amazing.
It's amazing. And in the so-called recovery from the recession of 2008, almost all of the increase in productivity and profits have all gone to the very top.
Exactly.
To the 1%. So since 2008, most of us have really been suffering more and more.
Definitely.
Not that things were good in 2008 for most people, but they've gotten a lot worse.
Worse, exactly.
So it's about time that folks rose up with their horns.
Exactly, with their horns. And that's what these activist bands are going to be doing. We're going to be downtown Friday, October 10th, around 3 o'clock, and we're going to be hitting targets that are, notorious for keeping workers' wages low, for not giving earned sick time.
Can we say which places you're going to be targeting?
We're still finalizing that list, so I can't really say that at this time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, and we don't want to give anything away in case people would be surprised. Although there was just a protest down there a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were at that, you might know where this is heading. But people are going to be meeting up at the
Downtown Crossing
at the intersection of Washington and Summer.
Right, it'll be right across from Macy's.
Very hectic area on a Friday afternoon.
And that there's a reason for that. We're looking to get as much attention as possible. And that's why, we picked that time.
Yeah, well, that's about it. That's about as rush hour as you can get. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? I mean, I imagine what it's like down there. A lot of people coming and going. I was just there myself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of construction taking place in what used to be the Great Hall, which is now moving above ground. And a lot of people coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, there are going to be marching bands.
Hitting the streets.
All over the place. Not all 28, because there are going to be 28 in the festival.
Right.
But how many are going to be downtown on Friday?
Like I said, we're still kind of finalizing plans. And
okay.
So
we don't know for sure.
Don't know for sure at this point.
That's right. Could be at least 5 or 6.
Exactly. As you alluded to earlier, we're really, part of it is, yes, we're finalizing things. Another part is, we don't want to show our hand.
Absolutely correct. But you want people to show up at 3 p.m.
Yes.
At Downtown Crossing. And what shall they do? Shall they come with their instruments, or shall they come with their signs or T-shirts?
They should come with their signs. They should come in support of workers and working families in this city.
So this is called Hunk for 15.
Right.
And if you visit hunkfest.org, you'll see there's a link to a page that explains more about what's to go on. And also, I guess, on your website,
right.
too?
Right, yeah. So there's a couple of websites. So you can go to honkfest.org. You can also go to wageaction.org for more information.
Wageaction.org.
And for Twitter users, make sure to follow the hashtag honk for 15 hashtag.
I already did. I already added to that. And there were a bunch of things in there. Hunk for 15. I love that idea because I love hunk and I love fight for 15.
Definitely.
So hunk for 15 makes perfect sense to me. So what do you think the results will be?
Well, the results will be that workers will continue to mobilize. This will continue to garner attention to the wage inequality that is gripping this country. Right now, workers are in the midst of a worker revolt across this country. You know, we talked about Seattle, and we, you know, one thing we haven't talked about is the fast food, the fight, the fast food campaign, the national fight for national fast food campaign, where workers from all over the country have been stepping up and speaking out against poverty wages that have kept families just trapped. Trapped in, you know, with extremely low wages and just struggling to get by.
Right. But do you think, may I ask,
of course you can.
Is this a permitted march?
A permitted march?
Yes. Do the police know and approve?
I would have to check with the organizers because I
know.
Exactly. I'm not part of that planning.
I see. Well, do we know if anybody's planning to do any kind of civil disobedience at this event?
At this point, no. Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned earlier, September 4th, there was a civil disobedience that took place in front of a downtown McDonald's. Mm-hmm. About eight workers and one community supporter were arrested. And that just shows that these workers are willing to do whatever it takes to win $15 an hour and a union. And it's not just, you know, I mentioned fast food workers, but it's not just fast food workers that are suffering from this. It's personal care attendants, it's taxi drivers, it's adjunct professors who a lot of people don't assume aren't low wage workers, but are dealing with that. It's folks that work at the airport. So it's many different workers from many different industries, from many different communities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And all of them will be getting the support of marching bands.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
And not just the marching bands, but of their communities as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a ton of, ever since what I always feel that was really the flashpoint of this, and I'm just going to go back to the fast food campaign.
Sure.
Is that, you know, workers are seeing, you know, that campaign has really sparked this national debate about income inequality, and has really inspired workers from other industries to take part, and really to really get together under this umbrella of the fight for 15,
mm-hmm.
especially here in Massachusetts.
So it's really an organizing tool.
Yeah.
And that's good. And you, as a member of Mass Uniting, do you see, and you've only been there for a year and a half, but have you seen in that time a growth in the number of supporters that you have in the networks that you
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mobilize?
And definitely. And actually nationwide, ever since the start of the fast food campaign, that's kind of what I jumped in on. 7 million workers have seen their have seen their wages go up in some form or another.
Wow.
But there's still more work to be done we don't want to try to nobody's resting on their laurels. It's still, we still got to keep moving, and we still got to keep mobilizing and organizing.
Mm-hmm. Because there are still a tremendous number of low-wage workers in this country.
Right. And we need to really eliminate this term that I've heard someone use, is the working poor. If you work hard every day, you shouldn't be poor. No one who works hard every day should live in poverty. And I find it, you know, just astounding that in this country that we have the working poor, that we have people that are going to work every day that are living below the poverty line. And, you know, some are homeless, some are living in shelters.
Mm-hmm. Or cars.
Or cars. Mm-hmm. I mean, the poor worker who died, she was working three jobs and you know, she died in her car.
Yep.
It's just a tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as the people who are greedy have all the power, they don't have all the power.
Right.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
But we need to take our power.
We
need to mobilize our power. And one way to do that is to get out and join together with other people in a crowd on Friday afternoon next week. It will be fun, because whenever there are honk bands around, it's fun.
Yes, exactly.
But it's also very powerful. And then, of course, everyone needs to get out to Davis Square next Saturday for the day of hunkitude, not to mention Sunday's parade from Somerville invading Cambridge. But that's another story. Mm-hmm. So much to do. If people want more information, like I said, they can go to hunkfest.org. And then what was that other website you mentioned?
It was wageaction.org.
Wageaction.org.
And then, you know, once again, for all the people who love to tweet, you know, the hashtag is honkfor15.
Honk for 15. All right, we'll do that. And I've been speaking with Reggie Zimmerman. He's the communications director of Mass Uniting. And your website is massuniting.org.
That's correct.
A lot of good information there, yep, too. Reggie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Linda.
And we'll see you out on the streets next week. You're listening to WMBR in Cambridge.